Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Tommy, they say when something works, keep doing it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And there are three types of businesses in this town that seem to be using that formula.
That are like a dunk?
Well, at least up to this point.
Mm.
But here's the thing. When it comes to a specific type of business, there are never too many until there are too many.
All right.
Because as popular as these three things are right now, at some point, there's going to start to be too many of them.
Saturation.
Right?
Yeah, it happens.
You're hanging out in the break room. Watch just Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF, some exciting things happening in Baytown Plaza right there, Webster Penn.
Yeah, what's going on?
So there are four new businesses going in, but two of them we as a community are very familiar with.
What we got?
So these types of businesses have been popping up all over the greater Rochester area. The first business in Webster opened it up, Old Pueblo Cantina.
Ooh, little Mexican food.
You got it, Mexican restaurant.
Delish.
And we in the greater Rochester area have been fortunate enough to live through the great Mexican restaurant explosion of the 2020s.
So you would say Chipotle would be Tex-Mex food.
I mean, it's most basic.
And you would say that about Moe's.
Yeah, I would say so too, yes.
Right.
But what I mean is, like, Kimmy, the mom and pop Mexican restaurants that have exploded.
Oh, so this isn't a chain.
No.
This is mom. Local.
So I would say
Mamo Papo.
Over the last few years, like, there have been a couple restaurants near me that have shut down, and in place of those restaurants, it's automatic, like, a Mexican food joint goes in there. Like, there are, like, three or four that I'm thinking of that opened in the last 2 years that there was something else there before, but now it's just strictly Mexican.
Like, there's nothing on those menus I wouldn't eat.
It's all delicious.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Here's the thing. Keep in mind,
endless Taco Tuesday options.
About a year ago, we discovered that for years and years and years, Italian was listed as the most popular ethnic food in America.
Yeah.
Millennials and Gen Z now list Mexican food
makes sense.
As their favorite. So all of this makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
The other business that's opening that we've seen a lot of lately, this place is called Jackson Golf.
So like you buy golf clubs?
No, indoor golf simulator.
Oh, all right.
It's a membership-based business with 24/7 access. So if you want to work on your irons at 3 a.m., you're in luck.
They're always open?
Yeah. That's what it says.
That's genius.
They also boast the only modulating putt simulator on the East Coast.
I don't know what that is.
I'm assuming that means that the greens move to change the lie. I'm guessing.
Oh, like how it breaks?
I guess.
That's cool.
Yeah. Right. So the indoor golf simulator, that would be another one of these businesses that we've seen that have opened in the area the last 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
There are three types of businesses in the greater Rochester area that keep opening nonstop. Mexican restaurants, indoor golf places, and of course, the Rochester staple, the brewery.
Oh, yeah.
Kimmy, you saw this story yesterday.
Yeah.
And it raised a question in your head.
I was kind of wondering which one we were going to max out on first.
Now, when you say max out, you mean?
Just to the point where it's like, okay, like maybe we have a few too many for the amount of people here in town.
So when they start to fail, we've reached a point of, as like, Tommy called it, such a ratio.
Yes. Not so much that people don't like to do those things still, but maybe like we didn't need another one kind of deal.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy, of Brewery, Mexican restaurant, or indoor golf? Which one do we hit the max of first?
Golf.
Really?
Wow.
Well, because it's more expensive. Mexican food is so reasonably priced.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can eat like a king at most of these joints.
It is awesome.
It's filling. It's delicious.
So great.
And breweries, who don't like to get drunk? Who don't like to drink?
Well, yeah. But
I mean, I understand they all could reach it. Golf is the one that I think you could because it's expensive.
Okay, but that's why maybe the indoor simulator works. Because, like, first of all, you brought up the price. And here's the thing. The price in Rochester is actually not that bad. The equipment is.
Yeah, I don't know what they charge you to go and do these.
You can walk 18 holes for, like, $15 on some of these.
On these simulators?
No, I'm talking about golf side, period.
Yeah.
But there's a reason why, because the golfing is down, I thought.
The golfing is down.
Yeah.
The golfing.
You golf on the dip. And then you replace the dip.
I will argue about the golf simulator. Because as soon as the weather breaks in Rochester, it can be 40 degrees. Mm. If there's no snow and it's sunny, the links will be packed.
Yeah, but which hurts the simulator because then who's going inside to play that.
It's weird. People do the indoor one still all year round. Oh. Yeah.
I thought once you get outside, screw
you
that.
You get a rainy day.
But the point I'm making is from, you know, like late October until early March. I mean, maybe those things are jam-packed full of people. And look, I've never been to one. I'm not entirely sure. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Maybe they make their money in the wintertime.
But don't forget, you get that massive one you're getting ready to build.
Topgolf is coming to Brighton.
I mean,
that's a different. I mean, with the golf simulators, you can actually golf. You're actually playing a course.
Oh.
Whereas the Topgolf, it's just a driving range. It's a fancy driving range.
I thought they had both in there.
Maybe they do.
They may. I don't know.
But I think the golf simulator, you also take into account, like, I know people that have gone to golf simulators that don't golf. Because they're like a little bit scared to actually golf for the first time on a course.
I don't want anybody to look at me.
No, I.
So
I
they kind of learn through the golf simulator because they you don't feel like you're holding anybody up. You're kind of doing it for the first time.
I mean, I think Kimmy's right. Like the holding up thing bothers me because I hate golf. But if I didn't hate golf, I'm not a good golfer.
Yeah.
I'm also worried I'm going to slice a ball so bad I'm going to hit something.
Yeah.
Because I can hit it like 300 yards just directly
all
to
over the
right.
Place.
Yeah. It's, you know. I, if we're going to pick which of these businesses, well, with a new Mexican restaurant opening out in Baytown Plaza, along with a new indoor golf simulator, Jackson Golf and Old Pueblo Cantina, unfortunately, and I hate to say this out loud, it feels like Mexican might be the most susceptible to max out.
But there's not, I mean, how many Mexican joints are in Webster?
I bet you there's more than four.
Yeah, I know there's one other mom and pop one down the way.
But when's the last time you were, bro, you were not in Webster for the great Mexican restaurant explosion of 2020s.
I left Webster and the place blew up.
Yeah, it's not by accident.
I don't get it.
You show up in Pittsburgh and everything's dying. It's dying. Look, like you said, Mexican is delicious. It is the most affordable and filling of the option. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to find bad Mexican. That being said, all it takes is one major food fad. And it can take your customers away for a little while, which can kill all your business.
Well, nothing seems to kill the taco.
Well, no, but like think about, like, remember when Atkins showed up and everybody stopped eating bread?
Yes, everybody went with the meat.
And a bunch of restaurants that were really good restaurants went under.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know what the next fad is or the next diet, whatever.
That kills Mexican food.
But there could be something. I would feel food is always the most susceptible to being maxed out.
All right.
Plus, like, I mean, there are people that find their one place they like to go, and that's all the only place they go.
But it never really killed Italian food, and it never killed Chinese food.
Well, Chinese, that's a whole other thing. I don't understand how Chinese
food. They go on forever,
They do, but maybe we should.
But again, it's affordable. Like, I never went into a Chinese restaurant and go, man, this is too much.
Yeah, but there are Italian restaurants that have closed or changed hands.
Yeah.
I can't think of one off the top of my head.
I can't either. It's more of the weird stuff that they try to push, or the hipster stuff under.
Everything is weird until it's not weird anymore.
No, but like when they started taking pizza too far.
Oh my God! Shut. You mean Italian?
Well, yes, but I mean when you just went strictly like a pizza joint, I think those struggle. Like there was like the Great Northern Pizza.
Okay.
Really cool pizzas.
Oh, I love that place. I miss
they were
that place.
A fortune, and they went under, man.
Potato skin pizza. To this day.
How about the fried? They had a fried ravioli pizza.
That should be against the law.
It should, because you're going to die. But man, but again, the goddamn pizzas were a fortune.
If I could pick one restaurant to bring back and eat one more time, yeah.
Yeah, those two brothers, they were genius.
Great and Northern.
Good guys. Yeah. I was more of a great guy.
You've never been a great guy. Now you got me wandering back to
Boner
the days.
For a pizza.
Bro, I want it so bad right now. I have never
Is there
found,
any are they is no. it even still in business
no.
anywhere?
They were a local
it's like
business.
Gone, gone. Oh, it was.
Yeah, they opened up.
They were a sit down pizza joint.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I remember it. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was
You're
like
talking about pizza. Of course she knows what it is. Stupid.
But sit down pizza joints don't seem to work very well.
Well, like, so Pizza Hut's kind of now starting to go back to what they did before.
Yeah.
Remember they shrunk all their locations and now they're finding that people want to sit down and go back to the old school Pizza Hut with like the salad bar
the
and
buffet.
Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, like things change, trends change, ideas change. So that makes Mexican the most susceptible, I think.
Well, how about beer? I mean, you've got breweries all over.
Well, and somebody did just remind me the one the Mexican restaurant we're talking about is going into an old brewery.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yes.
Well, there's your answer. Ooh.
I also wonder if we've been so spoiled by good beer here in town that if you open a brewery and people try it for the first time and it's just not up to their standard, it's like a lost cause right up front.
No, that's a great point. What you don't know is always good. Like, look, we have a ton of Mexican restaurants. We don't have in relative to other cities, a large Mexican population. I don't know what good, authentic Mexican is supposed to taste like. Mm. I just know I like what that tastes like.
Yeah.
Whereas you're right, Kimmy, we've been a beer town for so long, we know what
good
beer tastes
like. Might be a little too late to the game at this
point. Tough market to crack.
But we've also been a golf community for so long.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We know what we like when it comes to that. So maybe that makes the indoor golf simulator the most
acceptable.
I
guess that's a different experience. So maybe it's, you know, you're not comparing it to traditional golf. I don't know.
You know, there could be a business idea here. As we talk about these new businesses going into Baytown Plaza out in Webster Penfield again, one of them is Old Pueblo Canteen. It's a New Mexican restaurant. The other is Jackson Golf. It's an indoor golf simulator.
Yeah.
We've seen a ton of those two and breweries the last couple of years here. The million-dollar idea that would kill.
Oh, drunken go-karts.
No, you idiot. What?
What?
That's illegal.
Is that like your dream?
For now.
Mexican restaurant brewery with a golf simulator in the back. I'm not even kidding.
Mexican restaurant brewery with a golf simulator.
I don't know if I want to be all beamed up and then try to swing a club.
Well, you'll be drinking, so it'll be fun.
No, but like, I mean, it's a very heavy food.
You drink on the golf course.
Yeah, but
beamed up. I see.
I never saw the taco cart at the golf course.
They need one of those.
Oh, my God. Dude, that would be the most popular
cart?
Golf course in Rochester.
Golf is hot dogs and hamburgers.
I've already got a name for it.
Like $2 tacos.
On the course, bro.
Yeah. You would kill guys. Bro. Guys would be dropping from heart attack.
Yeah, as opposed to the Italian sausage I can buy. I already got a name for our Mexican restaurant brewery with a golf simulator in the back.
What's that?
La Cerveza 19th Hole. What's 19th in Mexican?
Oh, I took French.
We can Google it. Thank you.
La Cerveza. What?
La Cerveza.
The beer.
Just give me a 19th hole. I need the beer of the 19th hole. That's what we need to call it.
Well, I got the final hole.
No,
the hole everybody goes to. I think that's called Elio Mom.
Elio Mom. I'm not familiar with his
work. Cerveza Elio Mom. In my village, we all end up at your mom.
We
bring
nueve?
Our sticks.
You're the only one laughing.
And we hit the hole.
You're the only one laughing. What'd you say, Kimmy?
Dicen Nueve? I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Dicen
Nueve.
Dicen Nueve.
Sorry, here. Give me a translation for the beer of the 19th hole. How about that?
Okay.
All right. Bro, I'm not kidding, by the way. Literally every...
It may be too much.
Why would it be too much? It gives you an opportunity to
eat. A lot of gas, man, between Mexican food and craft beer, and you're bent over swinging.
Well, like craft beer with like a Mexican twang. Down in a West Texas town. What do we got?
Cerveza del Hoyo 19.
Bro, that
Del Hoyo.
Cerveza del Hoyo 19. That would be a killer.
I could be totally butchering.
But nobody knows what that is. Nobody speaks Mexican.
Beer of the 19th hole.
But nobody would know that.
No, but it's like, it's intriguing, right? Like, you're like, what is that? I want to go in there. Oh my God, they got Mexican. Oh my God, they got craft beer. Look at the golf simulator in the back. We'll put pickleball courts.
What's that smell?
We'll put pickleball courts in the parking lot. We'll clean up.
All right.
Clean up.
One stop shop.
What are we still doing here?
I don't know.
Bro, I know there are guys listening right now.
I don't
now.
Know about Mexican food and pickleball together.
Yeah, okay, again,
a lot
man.
Of farts right. in
That's
the
a lot of stress on your bowels.
We'll leave pickleball out of it, but golf.
El Bello.
You grew up in Florida. You should know how to speak Spanish.
I don't.
You said it yourself. You were around nothing but Spanish-speaking guys.
Well, I hung out with a lot of Cuban guys.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the same.
Spanish?
Well, no. Between Mexican and Cuban, they speak different.
I'm not even going down this road.
Well, yes.
No, I didn't.
You said you don't speak.
I said, I don't know how you don't speak Spanish. I made a statement. I didn't say, please explain the difference between Cuban Spanish and Mexican Spanish.
By the way, I was taught Spanish by Floridians.
Okay.
Think about that.
Okay. Good point. Good point.